Almost summertime, and welcome to Fun Friday. On today, Quint Friday. We have named it since it is the fifth Friday of the month. So our Quint Friday show is fun-filled and packed with guests. Today, we will be talking to Ken's Resort, Margot Christensen, the new senior manager of communications, Christy Johnson, manager of resort activities. They'll be talking about the farmers market and summer activities going on right there at the canyons. And then we have Melanie Welsh, marketing manager of our new sponsor, Utah Olympic Park. We want to thank Utah Olympic Park for sponsoring Fun Friday.
Thanks to all of our sponsors for sponsoring Fun Friday. But welcome to
new sponsor. And I think we have some new fansters on our website / Facebook page. So jump on there, KPCW. Fun Friday is the name of the page, and you will see today's show brought to you by Triple Layer Chocolate Strawberry Blueberry
Bowling Ball Cake.
I walked in with this cake, and it looked, I'm going to weigh at least 5 pounds.
I'm sure.
It's a huge cake.
Thank you for that.
But jump on the line with some Facebook pictures posted, and of course our fansters always find out first, and we're happy to have more fansters.
I was cruising through that site yesterday.
Yes.
I can't believe we're not 500 pounds.
I'm telling you. If you look at all the cakes that, for some reason, we decided way back when we started Fun Friday that even if we didn't have a sponsor, we would sponsor the show ourselves with cake.
With cake.
And then I have strapped it on the back of making each cake every week. And this week's cake was inspired by Memorial Day, the whole red, white, and blue. And this is the thing. Is
red, white, and blue, and chocolate, too.
And chocolate, too.
It was our Dr.
That's our Dr. Seuss cake. But today's guest, we can't wait to find out the farmer's market. And then maybe, is there a vegetable cake? I did zucchini bread one
zucchini
week.
Bread works. A vegetable cake?
Vegetable cake.
That is just sick and wrong.
Yes.
Hi, it's chocolate peas brownie.
I think I could do it.
No, you could.
I might know
it, but
that particular one. No, I'd have to brainstorm some good vegetable cake.
No, just
carrot
because it
cake
can be done.
Doesn't that count? That's a vegetable cake.
Done.
I already made one of those.
There is a local resort that makes a fabulous carrot cake.
Yes,
so if you're gonna have that, that's the place.
We could have the punch card of going around tasting carrot cakes. Yes, or any cake. I guess we're not going to be specific.
No, any cake. Okay, so there, vegetable in a cake.
It's fun.
Okay, let's go to the next thing on the list. We solved that.
That one completely. Of course, we'll have some stupid criminals at the end of the week or end of the show. And this week we have some good ones. So stay tuned for that. I found this on the internet because it's got to be true, is the elephant selfie. So there's an elephant.
Who gave the elephant a camera?
I don't. Okay, this is what happened. Was there was two people. Let's see, Scott and his girlfriend were in a official park and were taking pictures of the animals in the West Midlands Safari Park in Worcestershire, England. And so they're taking these pictures, and the camera fell. Well, the elephant just walks up thinking that the camera is food.
It's
and
a peanut.
Then grabs the phone, and I guess it was on camera mode, and decided to touch the phone and then took a selfie.
Nice.
Yes. But it's not as good as the video of the man driving through downtown with a goat on his back.
A goat on his back.
One has gotten 150,000 hits on YouTube, which I think is pretty quick. Yeah, goat.
Is there any explanation?
The explanation is that he was probably bringing the goat to market, and the goat's just kind of hanging out on this guy's back.
So we need to make up a good story.
And yes, I think, why would a man, I mean, there's the goat backpack. Those are really popular. He took it literally.
I saw it on the interweb. Yeah. I need a goat backpack, so I'm going to use this.
A real goat.
Okay. All right,
that got my goat. Anyway.
Maybe he ate cake and thought it would be an extra 25 pounds to work off what he just ate.
Well, yeah, exactly. You want to just throw this goat on your back.
Is there a whole marathon?
New, you know, a whole new CrossFit. cross animal fit. Not only are you getting strong, the goat is having an incredible good time.
Yes, there you go.
So those are my animal stories this week.
That one's just weird.
I think they're mostly weird.
He was probably having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but
there's
if he was
video,
just taking
of course,
it to
of somebody
the market, no.
Laughing and watching this market.
Let's ask if there's goats at the farmer's market.
There's got to be goats.
Yeah, that'll come up starting, I think it starts Wednesday, but we're going to get the official word.
Oh,
so
right.
We'll know.
We've got,
but I know what's going on tonight.
What's going on
well,
tonight?
As long as it's Quint Friday, it's the last Friday of the month, so that is Gallery Stroll.
Gallery Stroll. Get
if
your
you
art
haven't
on.
Gone, oh my gosh, go. Especially
go check
now.
Out.
Be warm. The yeah. Sun is out.
77 it's,
from
it's supposed to get
6 to 9 p.m. And the members of the Park City Gallery Association, they offer unique showcase highlighting artists, special exhibits, and art events. It is free to the community, so just go. And if you haven't been there, go. If you haven't been for a while, go. And you can have the opportunity to enjoy light refreshments. And so go check it out.
Why not?
And you don't. I don't know if you can bring your goat to Main Street, though.
It's going to be a huge trend now in Park City.
Yeah, it could be terrible. I heard about it on Fun Friday. They talked about the gallery stroll. I'm strolling with my goat.
It's definitely a fun thing to do. And here on Fun Friday, you always find out what is fun to do going around town and the surrounding areas. So we've got a lot. If you have not planned your weekend yet, you got to keep tuned here to 91.9 FM.
I absolutely did nothing last Saturday.
You did nothing?
Nothing.
We did a Follies about that. The Nothing Festival.
That was it. I did
yes.
nothing. I watched movies. I did nothing. And
well,
then,
did you
oh,
see,
I want to publicly, out loud, on Fun Friday, thank Chef Scott.
Yes?
Yes.
You did what
I
we said to
did
do?
Did the steak. First, I cleaned the grill.
Uh-huh.
Because, okay.
Was it
now?
Did you go get a wire brush?
I did the brush okay. thing, and then I it was warm, and then I did the Wesson oil
yeah.
thing,
uh-huh.
and then I got steak.
Okay.
So I did the turn it twice to get those diamondy things, and then
right.
I flipped it once to a lovely medium rare.
Nice.
I'm so happy. Thanks.
There you go.
See, so if you were listening last week and you tried the steak thing, it actually works.
And
it,
we have a picture we'll put up on Facebook.
It.
And you, I'm telling you, that was one beautiful looking steak.
I'm so happy, so proud of myself. I don't want to ever do it again.
Yes.
Because it'll never be that good.
It'll, you know,
so there you go. Yeah, I made steak once.
You learned something on Fun Friday.
There
what do you know?
I actually paid attention. So I wanted to thank him out loud. Thanks for being a guest and thank you. And I thought, I'm going to try it. I got my Rachel Ray tongs out. It was all professional. My big Croatian club apron, I did it right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What exactly do the tongs for Rachel Ray?
They're the really long ones. So when you grill, you can turn your stuff.
And you don't have to burn your hand.
Yes.
See, I just
because I learned that from him too.
I've got tongs that are normal size tongs, and I was able to not burn my hand.
Well,
just saying.
I'm not that skilled. I'm just very happy. So, but that's done. I can never do it again.
Okay.
But I tried it. Heber Valley Railroad has a summer kickoff.
The Heber Valley Railroad?
I know. It's fun. So their summer kickoff. It's like, well, what's the big deal? Tickets are $10. It's a 90-minute round-trip ride. You go to Decker Bay. You come back. $10. Take the family. Take the kids. They're out of school. Go for a train ride.
Yeah, it's gorgeous right now.
If they're not out of school yet, they'll be out of school soon.
Friday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
The 7th/8th.
Oh, and they also have some, like, train robberies out there.
They
go
got train robberies?
Yeah.
They do the cowboy train sometimes.
Well, they have specific theme ones,
oh, okay.
But this is just summer. It's 90 minutes. It's $10. Go.
$10?
Yeah.
It's an old-style train, right?
Yeah, it's the Heber Valley Railroad.
All right.
So go check it out. You can go to kpcw.org. You can link right through. So
link.
There you go. Grandma could take the grandkids. It's what happened, and so that kind of worked. We are going to take a moment to thank our underwriters and our sponsors.
So stay tuned for more fun with Margot and Christy.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts from Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital and part of the Intermountain Healthcare System. Park City Medical Center is proud to be consistently recognized as having some of the most engaged employees in the country. Little wonder, considering we offer all employees a pension plan, 401k, excellent insurance, and of course, year-round employment. We are currently recruiting nurses, registrars, housekeepers, kitchen staff, and more. Visit parkcitymedicalcenter.org to find your dream job.
KPCW and the Park City Museum present the weekly series Park City History Bits. Discover a new nugget of local history each week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:45, Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:45, and Saturday mornings at 8:45. Brought to you by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.
And here we are. It's 9:16. This Friday's just clipping along.
Yep.
The doors are open. People are coming through. Cake is flying.
Cake is flying.
Crumbs are everywhere.
Did you girls try the cake?
Really good cake.
Oh, here we
go. Yeah. Let's talk about that cake for a minute. What was that even? It was so delicious.
So it was inspired by Memorial Day. I've got a white cake with a little blueberry layer and then a strawberry layer because Ethel always says I use raspberry. So my red layer was strawberry. Kind of chopped those guys up and some blueberries. And then you got to have chocolate. So I covered it in chocolate, milk chocolate.
Nice. It was good.
Isn't it the best way to start the morning?
It wasn't that heavy for a morning cake, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
a morning cake.
And we're not really, you know, honoring any dead people with the morning of it, but there we go.
Oh, zing. Two shows on Saturday. Try the veal.
Ouch. But on Saturdays, well, actually, it's Wednesdays, right? What's going on at the Canyons?
We have a ton going on at Canyons.
Okay, cool.
So first things first, Canyons opens June 12th for summer. So that's kind of
the coming up quick.
Coming up really, really quick. And because we have so many awesome activities going on, we have a huge opening weekend party.
Yes.
With great. Friday and Saturday after the 12th, the 13th, and 14th with a ton of activities. Christy's got a great lineup.
Are you the activity coordinator? What's your cool title?
You want to know my cool title?
Yeah,
I've got
your
the coolest title.
What's your
title? I'm a resort animation coordinator.
Animation coordinator.
Yeah, right? How many people get to be called that? So,
are you a good drawer?
What does that entail?
No, there's nothing cartoony about it. I just animate the village, right?
Of course.
So you got to think about events are animating.
Nice.
I'm animating, so that's what I do.
I like it, and it works well on a card.
We love good titles.
Oh, that's a good title. That is a good title. Did they give you that title, or did you say, this is what I really rather be called?
No, it actually was appointed to me.
Okay.
So.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I fill it out. Yes.
Okay.
Well done.
So, yeah, in the weekend, the opening weekend, we do have a lot going on. Definitely worth mentioning. We have a film screening actually 10 days after the world premiere called Rad Company. And it is a Brandon Semenak film, and he's really well known in the bike industry. Amazing. We're going to have a DJ on the umbrella bar deck. We're going to be giving away a bike park pass that day. So very big events. The next day is going to be crazy off the hook. We have Terry Adams. He's a BMX demo rider, a Red Bull athlete, X Games gold medalist. He will be performing his BMX Flatland. Have you guys ever seen that?
I
where
haven't.
They spin the bikes and everything. They're like on
the
bike.
Like
and
on one wheel and then like. Yeah.
And then on the other wheel. Yep. Yeah. So this guy's really, really good. And he's going to be doing a demo. He's flying in for this. This guy is like world class. He's amazing.
And what day is that?
That is on Saturday.
The 8th.
Saturday the 14th.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's right.
Friday the 13th is the film screening of Rad Company. Really worth checking out. It's free. So. A movie that everyone else is having to pay for. And then you've got the BMX demo. You've got Fishbone, you know, from the 80s. You guys might remember that.
Oh,
band.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ska fusion.
Yep. Ska, that was band. They were like the pioneers of ska, really.
That's right, yeah.
Yep.
And we're going to give away another one of our season's bike park passes. So.
And that really danceable music, if I remember. I danced a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're going to dance. You're going to dance like there's no tomorrow. But this weekend, this will be the first time we've ever done an opening weekend huge party.
Big party.
And we went all out. So you guys have to stop by and check it out because it's going to be.
I can handle that. There's no cooking involved. I'm going.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome. And so that really kicks off all the summer activities. The resort will be open from 10 to 6 daily and on Wednesdays until 8 p.m. So you can come out and get that bike ride in or get your hike in after work on Wednesdays.
So the bike ride, if you want, is a pretty – you're giving away free passes during the – or not free passes. Like, is there like a raffle or something like that that you get the pass with?
Yeah, they actually call it an opportunity drawing to be technically
go.
Accurate. But yes, we are giving it away. Yes. Bottom line is you can go ride the bike park lifts and ride your mountain bike on our – lift.
Yeah, but that's cheap, I'm saying, for the people that want to do it and don't win the opportunity drawing.
Hey, you still get a big party,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but how much would it cost me if I wanted to do
it
during
the
year?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Margo, take it away.
Yeah, so for Bike Park, $32 for adults and $27 for juniors, 12 and under.
Okay.
This is for the Bike Park. Christy actually used to be a guide in the Bike Park, so
yeah,
can you tell me a little bit about what that means?
And I animate. Yeah. Mountain bike.
She does a lot of stuff.
No, I actually, the Bike Park is great. If you guys have never tried it, it's really worth trying. I had actually instructed. We have a bike academy there that's amazing. I can speak to that personally. They do a really good job certifying all their instructors. I actually instructed a grandmother who had never ridden a mountain bike. She was riding the Bike Park.
Nice.
So if you think it's all these people catching air and doing something that is way beyond you, you're wrong. I can take you, if you've ridden a bike in a neighborhood, they can take you to riding over these simple features and flow trails, and the trails are wider than single track. So, and then you just get to make lots of runs, so you've improved vastly. So it's definitely worth checking out.
So it's a bike actual track. It's not only just coming down the mountain. It's an actual, like, built track.
Yeah, there's flow and feature-driven trails that are all gravity-based. So No pedaling uphill to do these trails. It's all just learning your groove, flowing down the trail, checking out a couple of the features.
And not hitting really anything directly.
We hope not. But if you take an instructor out, I mean, they will do such a good job with you. You'll be like showing off to all your friends, like doing wheelies and like around them.
Pond skimming.
Pond skimming right on a,
sure,
on a
yeah,
bike.
We We're there. To pond skimming. If you want to go there.
But Bike Park is just one of the tons of options that we have for adventures. We also have guided hiking, the zip tour adventure, the putting course, disc golf, pedal boats, and fishing rod rentals up at the Alpine Lake. So
where's
something
that?
For
pedal
everybody.
Boats.
Up at the Alpine Lake, which is over the Orange Bubble Express.
Yes. So you get to ride the Orange Bubble?
You ride, actually, the gondola up.
Okay.
And then access the Alpine Lake that way. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ever ride on the Orange Bubble Express, you see the little lake that you go over and pedal boats in there.
Oh, that's what it is.
And fishing.
Oh, I'm in
it's
on
fully
that.
Fully stocked.
I'm in. Fishing.
Yeah,
we talked about fishing earlier. I'm more the pedal boat than a fisher thing. But people fish, so.
People fish.
I'm not going to say don't fish. I didn't even know it was up there.
It's catch and release, so those fish are, excuse me, they're really spoiled. They get fed every day. They're like,
bigger
they're
and bigger.
Actually, yeah, they're kind of like, you know, sort of picky about what they'll take.
Right.
But, you know, we get very experienced fisher people up there who can catch huge tiger trout. So, okay. And there's one rainbow in there.
Wow.
Just to make it interesting.
Yes, you get to. Mix
see
it up
you can
a little
catch
bit.
That one, yeah. Yes. Yes. And then, of course, on Saturdays, the summer concert series is back. Everyone's favorite, Bring Your Picnic Basket, come up and watch some awesome bands. We've got a great lineup this summer. And I know Christy's got a couple highlights.
Yep. Again, you know, remember that we have that opening band. The Fishbone is great. July 3rd celebration, also a huge favorite around the village. We've got the Soulistics. They've come back for several years. This is so back again, a popular demand. Caitlin, if you're listening, I think it's for you. she really wanted them. We're also kicking it off on the 5th of July, earlier than we ever have this year, on Saturday the 5th, since it's holiday weekend, with Carl Denson's Tiny Universe. They're an acid
very,
jazz.
Very small.
Yep. Acid jazz, funk, neo soul. That's how
big
it was
fun.
Prescribed.
Bender shows up there. They're great. It sounds great. It just surrounds you. Mm-hmm.
It
sounds
it does.
Great.
It's and it's beautiful too at the same time. You're outside, you've got your picnic basket. Trigger Hippie's another one to check out. Although we have concerts pretty much through every Saturday through the summer. That's Joan Osborne, Jackie Green. That's a pretty good one. White Buffalo with special guests Triggers and Slips. Triggers and Slips is a Salt Lake band. They're on the 9th of August. And another one, a couple that are worth mentioning, Dumps to Funk with Ivan Neville. if you've never heard of him, he's part of the Neville Brothers, August 23rd. Last one that we're finishing off with is the Slide Brothers, produced by Robert Randolph. And these are the guys that do the slide guitar, bluesy, back porch kind of, you know, through the Mississippi Delta kind of bands. And
will there be jug playing?
There might be jug playing. I'm not really sure.
Unintentional.
We've got, but, you know, go to our website because we've got the full lineup there. So if you're interested, check that out.
Yep, canyonsresort.com.
I think that's easy enough. Yep. And the farmer's market starts this week?
Yes.
This Wednesday.
Okay.
Yes, and everyone's favorite farmer's market
is
back, yes. And Christy, what can we expect for that? I know we're kicking off with some vendors and then it will grow throughout the summer. As usual.
Yes. Speaking of kicking off, which just fell right off the table.
Kick your notes right off the table.
Do you know what year this is for the farmer's market? They've been there a long time.
12th year.
Okay.
12th year. 12 years and running.
12 years. So, you know, a lot of our favorite vendors are back. We're going to have a new coffee cart trailer out there this time. A couple new vendors will be out there. It's all really good, fresh, organic food. Volker sees to that. The hours, if you want to go over that really quick, and we can just kind of
mention
Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. So farmers market, the hours, we're running 12 to 6. And of course, as we mentioned, this next Wednesday through mid-October.
Okay, mid-October.
So come out on your lunch breaks and, you know, get some snacks, stock up for the weekend. Always
dinner.
A really fun time. Dinner.
Go find some dinner.
Yeah.
And it's different every week, of course, because as the season changes, it changes. So go more than once.
We're starting out with 50 vendors, by the way.
That's
so just because it's the beginning of the year, don't think that, you know, there's nothing really coming to the farmer's market. It's all good. At the peak season, we'll have 90 vendors, actually.
90 vendors.
90. That's a lot of food.
Are they all Utah?
They are Utah. Well, some of them actually, as I recall, have been from like Idaho or Wyoming. So there may be just border crossing.
Well, we'll invite the neighbors over.
But we're inviting the neighbors. He actually goes to each farmer and checks out their products and makes sure that it's fresh, organic, that they're really farmers. It's not like, you know, somebody, a middleman or anything. So lots of rain or shine, open. The green truck is out. Come by for sure. Check it out.
Oh, that funky little green car.
Funky little green truck.
Yeah, that is the invitation.
That's the invitation.
Okay, good to know.
That's the secret signal that the market is on.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's not so secret, though. It's a huge green truck on 224.
Right.
But you know something good is going on if you see that. So come on up and then check out the resort village and lots of fun activities happening all summer long.
Okay, so it's busy getting ready for the 12th.
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
Yes.
I think it'll be fun. I like the farmer's market.
Do you have a vegetable? Do you have a vegetable choice cake? I mean, obviously, we've already talked about carrot cake.
Zucchini. What is
zucchini bread?
Right.
We did that one.
Cake.
What else?
See, that's a tough one.
Could there be a kale cake? Isn't kale like
I could be
the
challenged.
Hottest?
It
thing
is so hot, and actually, it's not
too
that bad.
Hot. I feel like it's overdone.
Yeah.
Now, maybe kale's not the
you
the
can't
thing
you can't jump on the kale bandwagon.
No, I feel
maybe
like
a kale cupcake. You know, something small,
right? Yeah.
Very small.
Kale and bacon.
We have a winner.
You see
the kale bacon cake. You heard it here first on Fun Friday.
Yeah, and last,
and definitely last.
Have that.
I'm quite the experimental one. Last year it took me 3 tries to make spoon bread pie. What
cake
did I call it? Cake bread pie. I called it cake bread pie because it had all 3 consistencies. It was a mistake at first, and then by Thanksgiving it was quite tasty.
So we'll
tasty.
Work with that. Do we have a fun
we
fact
do have
for
some
our
fun
guests?
Summer facts.
Thanks for coming in today. This
yes.
is fun. I'm all charged
yes.
up for summer.
Do you know why they call it the dog days of summer? Come on, there's got to be.
Is there a star, like a constellation?
Ooh, look at the brain. Yes.
What's his name? Sirius?
Yes,
oh,
Sirius.
Right?
<Yes. laughs> I think that impressive. Is amazing. It's the Sirius
surprised.
Star that sits over the planet there.
I didn't even know I had it in me.
3rd of July. Why do you know
you
that?
I don't know. I don't know.
You can go back to work and ask for a raise.
Yes.
Right?
Brilliant.
I impressed Fun Friday.
Yeah. That was good. So there's your fun fact. Dog okay. Days of Summer, July 3rd to the August 11th. And before that, we have the Canyons opening on the 12th with a little kickoff party with Fishbone. If you haven't heard them in the 80s, go check them out right here in Park City and do some biking and learning about BMXing. Is this guy going to actually teach me how to do that? Or just
no,
get
he's
going to
gonna do a demo. And actually, we don't really do anything BMX at Canyons. Okay. But I thought it would be cool to have some kind of a bike-related fun activity.
Animating
so
the whole
company,
park.
Terry Adams.
It gets kids
Wings
out there,
Girl.
Too.
Oh, the kids are going to love this BMX Flatland guy. And he's all about education and promotion of kids, you know. So bring your kids. I mean, they'll just be blown away. And, you know, if you want to leave for Fishbone because you feel like it's too rowdy, which – whatever. It was 80s.
Too rowdy.
Well, you know, 80s, we were rowdy in the 80s,
yeah.
Right?
Sure.
But, yeah, so anyway, check it out. It's all bike-related, though, and it's all about bringing up the fact that we're opening our bike parks. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely check it out. It's so fun. Don't think that you're one of those people that doesn't ride bike parks. So.
There you go.
I like it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Benita Vanderquay, longtime volunteer DJ and sponsor of KPCW. With over 22 years of State Farm experience, I assist clients with their insurance and financial planning needs. I offer insurance and financial services, including life, health, auto, and homeowners insurance. I can be reached at 435-657-2220.
Oh, it's lots of cake, and it's a whole lot of fun as they exit through the cake door. I like it. Concerts and the farmer's market and food and fun, and summer's great. I got to find some shorts.
And speaking of markets, we also want to welcome on Park Silly Sunday Market is another new sponsor that
they'll
we
be
have.
Joining us.
So that's that'll be fun for
and
the
they'll
summer.
They'll be popping in next week, too.
Yep.
Oh, the crazy silly market. And then you've got the Wednesday night concerts, which rolls right into 4th of July. And then you've got the... Arts festival thing. Holy cow, summer's packed. So I need a really big calendar and a big eraser.
There's also some fun races that go on in the summer.
You there's
the
bike races.
Utah,
oh, that's huge.
Those are bike races that you
want to
check out.
Huge. I know I cheer for the last guy in line.
You He's going to make it.
A zillion people go flying by on their bikes, and then there's this last guy. So I'm out there cheering for that guy.
Okay.
I'm the only one out there because everybody else leaves. Like, oh, dude, he needs to be recognized. The Junior State Rodeo Finals are next weekend.
Ooh.
Or this weekend.
This weekend?
You can go next week, but it'll be too late.
Yeah.
You say, hey, was it fun?
So it's this weekend. Where is it?
Yes. It's in Wasatch County. It's the Utah Junior High Rodeo Finals this weekend at the Wasatch County Outdoor Arena. So that's easy to find. You go into Heber, you turn right at 200 South, and it's on your left. You can't miss it.
Yeah, get your first
rodeo. So it's the students. You know, take the kids. Barrel racing and cow cutting. Oh, look. Goat tying.
Yes.
That's where that guy was going.
I can. I mean, maybe we can get out there and talk to some of these people.
Why'd the goat cross the road?
There it is, to get to the rodeo.
So he was going to Heber.
Goat tying.
The guy carrying the goat on his back. Oh, see how it all comes together? So you can go check that out. KPCW.org, and then you'll see Junior State Rodeo Finals this weekend, because it's a rodeo. And it's
Maybe
fun.
It was just his pet goat that he wanted to take out for a ride.
A little stroll.
Yeah.
Me and my arrow. I don't know where that came from.
Yep.
It was
That's
the
okay.
cake, I'm sure. Oh, Basin Recreation has a three-month pass. If you want to get out there, swim lessons at the Marg, go splash and play pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah, there's this little court, and I was like, that's the pickleball you've been talking about forever. That's what they do.
And it is not a pickle. And it has nothing to do with.
No, but it's much smaller. If you think tennis is too much running all the. It's less
fun.
Space.
They're little courts. And
it's outside.
I think wiffle rackets, don't they use little rackets?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's going on. And the youth and adult dirt bike clinics. There's your dirt bike clinic.
This is where I can find it.
Park City Recreation.
They truck in a lot of dirt, and they set up these tracks.
Yeah, four-day sessions. It's $80. It's offered throughout the summer, and it starts June 9th, and it goes to the 12th. So parkcityrecreation.org. There's your dirt. There's your biking.
Get the dirt on the dirt.
Yeah. So jump on a bike and go for a ride. You need to go for a ride? Are you swimming this summer or are you riding a bike?
Well, I am riding a bike and swimming. And
Oh, now you're a triathlete.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to be an athlete. No, I want to thank my roommate who just completely fixed my bike. And just randomly, I came home one day. He's like, hey, I put a new set of handlebars on your bike. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
Then the next day, I come home and my tires are all aligned. And I didn't know that. I guess he was just bored, so he decided to fix my bike. So I'm going to take that
Maybe
out.
Now you'll use it.
Yes, now I'll use it.
Oh,
and
okay.
I also got a new golf club. I got this big driver, so I went out and hit some golf clubs at Park City Muni, and I was not as bad as
like
I
at
thought.
At the driving range?
Oh, yeah.
I won't do the 18 range. Holes, but I'll go to the driving range.
Oh, yeah.
When no one's around.
Bucket of balls.
Bucket of balls.
And then you just whack. And you get a good workout
Maybe
in.
Maybe I need to do that this weekend.
Yes.
There you go. Bucket of balls.
Bucket of balls.
Okay.
It's like $8 over at the big bucket over
there. There's plenty out in Midway. Plenty of places to go. And there's one that's really, really close. So I'll just go there and knock out a bucket of balls. Well, great idea. I'm so glad I listened to Fun Friday.
See, and it is fun. We're going to honor some more of our underwriters. So stay tuned. We have more guests here on Fun Friday.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6 with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Soldier Hollow and Wasatch Golf Courses in Midway are proud to support KPCW. Youth passes, annual passes, and junior golf clinics are available. Go to SoldierHollowGolf.com or WasatchGolfCourse.com for tee times and information.
Hi, it's Jenny Dorsey inviting you to one of the most anticipated springtime events. Shed your fleece and don your favorite summer hat, chapeau, or fascinator. The 4th annual Silver Queen Derby is Sunday, June 8th at the gorgeous Stein Erickson Lodge. This ladies' luncheon, complete with live music, fashion show, pop-up boutique, and silent auction, benefits the Women's Wellness Program at the People's Health Clinic, a nonprofit organization. Join in the festivities and create some good. Details and tickets at People's Health Clinic.
It's that simple. Go find something to do. We need to get big, big calendars for June and July and August so you can pencil all this stuff in. Well, no fun. Reason that you can't do it all. So the Sail a Palooza at Jordanelle. So you can go Park City Sailing, combination with them. It's free with Jordanelle State Park admission, which is $12 a car. $12 a car. May 31st.
So you can pack everybody in the car, do the clown car thing?
Well, there you go. There might be a limit, but, you know, be safe. Be safe. If we are nothing, we are safe here.
Yes, we are.
There you go. It, let's see, 11 to 4, Park City Sailing. You can go to info@parkcitysailing.org. Well, they got sailboat rides, barbecue, clinics, boat demos, info on kids sailing camp, adult lessons. Wow, bring sunscreen.
Yes.
There you go. And closed toed shoes, because you don't want to, you know, run over it. Life jackets are available. They thought of everything. Go have some sailing fun.
Right here.
May 31st to June 1st, 11 to 4.
Perfect.
Heck yeah. Go jump in the water. Might be chilly, but so what? It's not going to kill you. It's just cold.
It's just water.
It's just water.
You're not going to melt.
Heck no.
It would be nice come July when it gets really kind of hot.
When it gets warm and pleasant, you jump in the water and go, it's cold, but it's not going to kill me. And it's fun. Water's fun. Isn't it? Kids
you heard it here.
It.
Jan is a fan of water.
I like water. You know, when you're a kid and you run around the sprinklers and the things, and then you got, then they came up with those slide.
Oh, yeah, slip and slides.
Slip and slide
slip and
things,
slides.
Which are fine, except unless there's rocks under it. And
classic Ronco invention
the
of
beach.
The 1980s.
Yeah, who doesn't love the beach? Even if you're a mountain person, you love the beach.
You do, and we love other things other than the beach. We've got a big mountain here, and
a big mountain.
We got one or two
of
them, and we have the Utah Olympic Park. We want a mountain. That was the worst transition yet. We got Melanie Welsh, who is the marketing director of Utah Olympic Park. Welcome to Fun Friday.
Hey,
did you bring a shovel? Because you're going to need to dig yourself out of that hole.
There is a cake door. I make up with it for cake. Oh, and I did have a Fun Friday fanster make a suggestion that I do a kale spinach quiche instead of a cake.
Oh, kale,
is kale
spinach.
Does quiche count as cake?
Do you make it in a cake pan?
No, I make it in a pie pan.
Pie. That's dessert.
Anyway, sorry to digress, but then again, that really doesn't. You haven't been on the show before, have you? It's hard to start to actually bring what
it's a
you
good
want.
Start.
You're not coming back either.
Then, all right, another one gone.
We should do
just
this.
That simple.
We should do this properly.
Welcome to Fun Friday, Melanie Welsh, marketing director of the Utah Olympic Park. That was take two.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning, guys.
We can edit the rest, but it was too
funny. We're not going to edit. This is a live radio show.
I'm sorry. And we love the Utah Olympic Park because there's stuff going on up there, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on.
Is there year-round fun? Or do you take a break, like, during the slower seasons?
I thought there'd be a little bit of a break when I first started working there.
When you signed on for the
so
gig,
much.
You decided, hey, I might have a little time off in the mud seasons, but no.
No, not really. There's not much of a downtime that we've got going there. Summer's definitely our busy season, so it's definitely kicking off.
And you have just added some new features to the park, which you did last year, I think, or the year before.
Yeah, so those adventure courses are relatively new for the park, and those were really popular. They grew in popularity last year. The drop tower activity is the one that's the free fall, the 65-foot.
Yeah. Is it a bungee kind of thing?
Yeah, so you basically just, you zip over to a platform, and you basically just step off the platform and free fall 65 feet.
Oh, sure.
And have you done that?
I have, yeah, and it's an interesting...
Did you scream like a little girl?
I may have.
Okay.
Or caught my breath and just didn't say anything.
Sometimes something just doesn't come out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it was totally...
So you just stand there. And then you just step off.
Yeah, and you don't jump off. I feel like if you jumped, maybe there'd be less of the, like, but I feel like the fact that you have to step is a little bit more intimidating. And we have two different, so what they added to that this year is there's two different levels of, so
one where you hit the ground,
you can have a more aggressive fall, and then a little bit more tame fall is what we like to call it.
Tame fall.
So when you step, it kind of slows you as you kind of land, and the other one's a little bit quicker of a fall. You feel more of the fall when you step right off. So
I think I'm going to feel the fall regardless.
Yeah. Right, when you're standing at a 65-foot platform, you're going to feel a fall. So
are there age requirements, limits?
Yeah, so we have age and weight requirements for all of our activities, which are listed on our website, UtahOlympicLegacy.com. So before you come out, everyone can check all the regulations. And
you can go up there anyway, and then you can go, no, I can't do this.
Oh, totally, yeah. And a lot of it's just weight restrictions. So because of a lot of our activities, like the zip lines and the different adventure courses just require specific weights for you to do it. So, yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So is the summer season up and going? Do we have to wait for a specific day or somebody can head out this weekend?
We can head out this weekend, and we're going to be on a daily schedule starting this weekend. So we'll be open daily for all of our activities starting Saturday. We've had the last two weekends open. Kind of it's our, as we start the season, we do some weekend openings. But now we're going to daily. So it's full on activity at the park, which is awesome. 7 days a week and bobsledding.
And bobsledding.
Oh, yeah.
Jan did that thing last year. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
So speedy.
Everybody should do that.
We did you do the summer or the winter?
No, we did the winter one.
Okay.
It was fast.
It is.
When they say 6G, you know, 76 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's not what you think.
Yeah, we're not kidding.
It is not a joke.
But there were plenty of warnings, but it was, oh, my God, it was great.
Yeah, and the summer one is actually, I prefer the summer over the winter. I don't feel as much pressure when you do it in the summer. I think the G-force is a little bit different because you are going a little bit slower. I mean, 65 miles an hour is a little bit slower. But and everyone's, you know, you can kind of feel the grooves in the track as you're going because it's on wheels. But I love the summer one. You can really see outside because it's a little bit lower, so you can kind of see your
stuff go whizzing by.
Go flying
you can't
by.
See anything, but that was nice.
But yeah, so I prefer actually the summer one. It's really fun, and it's first come, first serve. So it's noon to on Saturdays, noon to 5, and then 1 to 5 the rest of the days of the week. So you just can roll up, head up to the top of the bobsled, and hop on.
Wonder what you're going to do. And family. So if I bring little kids and I bring the family, there's different things going on.
Yeah, the great thing about the park, I think, of the way they've kind of laid it out is we've got something for everyone. So, I mean, even if you don't even want to go outdoors, you can hang out in the museums and enjoy the air conditioning in there, in the cafe. but we also have the Flying Ace Freestyle shows.
Yeah, the water show.
Which we're really excited about. They'll start this next Sunday, June 8th. So those will kick off. We'll have them every Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then for the month of July, we have Saturday shows as well. So we've kind of kicked it up a little bit this summer so that we could get some of the Saturday crowd into the shows as well. So we have 11 a.m. shows every Saturday, in July. So
that's
pretty
exciting.
Yeah, so there's a lot for that going on. And then we've got some really fun events coming up. June 21st is our really big event this summer. It's our Olympic Day event.
Summer Solstice Day, actually.
Yeah.
The 21st.
Day? Summer Solstice. Yep. June 21st. Saturday, June 21st. And it's going to be in the evening this time. So from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, we're going to have activities in the plaza with Olympians signing autographs and a live band. And then following that at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a Flying Ace All-Star Show with fireworks. So it should be a pretty cool event.
Nice. Fireworks. That's a visual. Great. How many people can you pack in up there?
We can get a lot. I mean, I think well over 1,000 around the pool area. So we can.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah. So you can. And it's a great atmosphere, especially when they do like an evening show like that with the fireworks. It's a really different vibe.
fireworks.
So it's really, it's amazing with these guys going off the jumps with fireworks shooting off around them. So,
really?
It's literally during the show.
Do they actually put fireworks on their skis when they come flying?
I don't know if they do. I don't know.
All right.
I feel like there's just so many fireworks going on that I have no idea. It's just really pretty.
It would look like Kylie Wyoming or the coyote from, he's got the little rocket things on the back of his skis. I
want to
say Wile E. Coyote at one point tried this. So it's not my original idea.
But it was effective, clearly.
Obviously.
I think it's a whole lot of fun.
And
the museum is open every day?
And the museum's open every day.
That is fascinating.
Elf Engen Museum.
I really like the museum.
Yeah, it's great. And then we've got tours daily. So as of this weekend, those will be hourly throughout the day. So that's another great way to see the park. Riding the bus all over the park and seeing the top of the ski jumps and
everything. Does the bus go up there?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can go up to the top. You can see where the ski jumps, where the jumpers take off from the K-120, which is like insanely steep and crazy.
Yeah, talk about jumping off the platform.
Yeah, so the tour takes you up there. It also takes you down to the bottom so you can see the bottom of the jumps and also the bobsled track and everything. So.
Yeah, I think didn't they start a bus thing so you could take the bus out to the information center and then you guys run a shuttle up to the
We have the hourly shuttle in the summer as well. Mm-hmm. From the visitor center right there at Kimball Junction, so yeah, you can ride the bus over. You don't
so
have
you can get up
car.
There without mom having to drop you off.
Exactly,
just take the bus. Get outside, take the bus, go up the hill. I think it's a lot of fun. There's so much to do.
Yeah, and for locals, we also do season passes through the summer as well. So those are great for, especially if you've got the kids in that age range that can do those adventure courses over and over again. So it's unlimited use of all the activities.
And then what does a pass cost me?
So for an adult, it's $200.
Okay.
And for children, I believe it's $125.
And
so that's basically
unlimited,
like
$125
through the whole entire summer season.
They could burn through that in a day anywhere else.
We always laugh. We're like, that's like three visits with our gold pass. So like, once you come up a couple times, I highly recommend it for locals because I think it's a great deal and it's a great way to just enjoy the park and the kids can do stuff over and over and over again.
They get their fear of stepping off of a 65-foot platform out of the way.
Yeah, they can totally get that out after they do it five times.
The screaming will turn into some other
Yahoo.
Kind of song. It'll be your own
Yahoo.
Swan song. Woohoo!
That's what you're after.
Yeah.
Eek!
Yeah, for sure.
I think it sounds like it's great
awesome.
Fun. Okay, so you're going to open daily this weekend? Of this weekend, it'll be open daily.
We're open daily as of, May 31st.
And you can get, the website is?
UtahOlympicLegacy.com. And that has all of our hours, all of the activities listed, the pricing, and everything like that.
Yeah, so go take a ride.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, your fun fact for Friday. We always leave our guests with feeling a little smarter from Fun Friday. And so do you know why you call it a Frisbee when playing Frisbee?
There's
in the
a
summer?
Reason
well,
that
not really.
Frisbee has
a dude that invented it named Frisbee. He was a pie maker, and apparently he invented the Frisbee. And another one is...
Does it say why he called it Frisbee?
Well, his name was Frisbee.
That's it? His name was Frisbee?
His name was Frisbee.
Mr. Frisbee?
Mr. Frisbee, the pie maker. You didn't hear of him? Huge pies. They flew through the air.
You know, once I got to cake bread pie, I stopped looking.
Yes.
So
that was
his name. I was... I thought there'd be a big story
All right,
here.
Here's a better one.
Let's come up with something.
July is National Ice Cream Month. More Americans eat ice cream in July than any other month. And then fruit wise this one got me, was watermelon is the summer's most popular vegetable, and it is part of the cucumber, pumpkin, squash family. Americans average eat 15 pounds of watermelon a year.
Yeah, I could be part of that group.
15 pounds. Think you could take down 15 pounds of watermelon?
Maybe on
no,
a really hot
I could
day.
Not. I mean, how many melons is that? What is the average weight of a
That's
of
like
a watermelon?
One melon is 15 pounds.
Yeah. Those are the big ones.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Now they got those bowling ball side ones without the seeds in them.
Oh, yeah. The seedless ones are good. Yep. See, now I want to know if they, like, it's 15 pounds of the good stuff without the green stuff on the outside.
I do not think they differentiate what type of watermelon.
Because the green stuff is the heavy stuff. So if they're including that, having 15 pounds of watermelon is nothing.
But
we
at
just
least...
ate 6 pounds of cake. What's wrong?
A cake. You got to exit through the cake door because that thing weighs about 8 pounds. It is a bowling ball.
June is National Candy Month, so let the sugar
summer begin.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
Well, then let's wait. We want our guests to stay.
We're going to keep you here for 1 second because you have been nice enough to give us some free passes.
A gold day pass.
A gold day pass.
Let's do a pair.
Okay. We're going to give away a pair of passes right now. And all you got to do is tell me a vegetable cake. Actually, we're not even going to require that. Call us at 655-8255.
If you've ever eaten watermelon.
Have you ever had watermelon? We make it so hard to win anything here on the show. If you've ever eaten watermelon, give us a call, 655-8255, and we will give you two gold passes to Utah Olympic Park, and you hopefully will take this bungee thing.
The drop tower.
This is my official term for it, the bungee thing. Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
Is that me?
Yes.
Yes, you win.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. I'm so excited.
Who are you?
This is Jane.
Hey, Jane. How are you?
Good.
Great. We'll have the passes right here with Ethel at the KPCW studios. Do you know where those are?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a good watermelon story? Have you ever had watermelon?
Let's see. No, I love watermelon.
There's your winner.
I don't know. The neighborhood kids had a seed spitting contest.
Seed spitting contest. There you go.
That's good. Jane, what's your last name?
One about 18 feet.
All right. Jane, what's your last name? We'll leave the passes right here.
Riley.
Got it.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a fan of Fun Friday.
Have fun
at the park.
All right, I'm excited. Woo! I love your show. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We've got another caller on the air. We do have two more passes to give away. Who is this? Lost it. All right, call in quick. 655-8255.
They couldn't
to call.
They thought, oh, the tickets are gone. No, there's another pair
of
tickets.
There is more. Call right back. We got two more. Anyway,
yeah, we can sneak them in.
Thank you. That was very generous. There you go.
Thank you.
So welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, it's Kate again.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm great. I love the push for watermelon, one of my favorite summer fruits.
There you go.
There you go.
15 pounds is
nothing. You could eat my 10 pounds of watermelon because I might make it through 5 pounds. Then you can average me back out.
Definitely. I love it, and my kids love it. And when I was younger, we used to make actually a sherbet that looked like watermelon, where you put like the lime sherbet in for the rind and the raspberry with some chocolate chips.
Nice.
And cut it in slices.
Fancy.
Do you guys remember that from our
class?
Yes, totally.
Yes, I do. Thank you for reminding me. Oh, yeah, that's a winner right there.
Right there.
Okay, so we've got these passes for you. Gold Day passes, a pair of passes to the park.
Come by today.
Thanks,
and you get the triple layer cake.
And have some cake. That's There's a lot of cake. We'll share. Come on up.
All right, will do. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Fabulous. Appreciate it very much. So we'll. Let's see. We've got this here. We've got another one left here.
Yeah, did we catch that last person that was calling in, or maybe they were? Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this?
Thank you. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. Are you a watermelon fan?
I am.
You think you could eat 15?
You are now.
There you go. That's how difficult it is to win passes here on Park City's Fun Friday radio show.
I'll say yes to whatever it is.
I have a watermelon song.
You have a watermelon song?
Let's do it.
Go.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
A little long, but I'll get through part of it.
Let's get the chorus or something.
Okay.
Go. 18 bars.
Plant a little watermelon on my grave and let the juice seep through. Just plant a little watermelon on my grave. That's all I ask of you. My mama makes chicken and she makes it mighty fine, but nothing tastes better than the watermelon vine. So plant a little watermelon on my grave and let the juice
Yeah, that's a winner.
Do you love it?
Yes, that was fun.
Okay,
to have a watermelon song, have now surpassed any requirement we have here on Fun Friday.
There you go, fabulous! I got that pass for you right here. Come up to the station and pick that up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a fanster. Oh, fansters with talent. Thanks for coming
in.
Thanks
for coming in.
What
good to see you.
Fun.
And don't be scared. Come back. We're not that bad.
I think we've redeemed ourselves.
I'll bring some watermelon
next
time.
Yes. All right. We have one more thank you to send out, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Oh, and the fun just keeps going. We do have a few minutes. The 21st Annual Park City Children's Fair is Sunday, which is June 1st. Sunday is June. It's 10:30 to 3 at City Park. And, of course, that's on Park Avenue. A lot of new people coming into town. Want to tell them where all this stuff is. Utah
right
Olympic
there.
Park is up the hill. Farmers Market is right there at Canyons, which is on the way if you're going that way.
Yeah,
or if you're coming in from the other side.
You can go
that's
City
clear.
Park. Then you can go to Canyons.
There
jump
you go.
On the bus, get out to Kimball Junction.
You could actually do it all. So, and then, of course, on Sunday, Historic Park City's last Sunday of Spring into Historic Park City campaign. So the last one is this Sunday. Not only do you get free parking, in case you didn't know that, they're hosting a Main Street artist paint out. And so the artists are going to be out there and they're going to create their artwork. And that begins at noon. So you can go and watch the artists do their thing. Then you can run down the street and sign up for a class at the Kimball. Again, it all ties together.
It does. Well, we have a pop-in Fun Friday guest that wants to give stuff away because she's have you eaten 15 pounds of watermelon?
Never.
Okay, good. You're going to have to
Is that a requirement?
No, that's the average. Okay. The average person eats 15 pounds of watermelon in the summer.
Better than 15
it's the most popular
pounds of
vegetable.
cake.
15 pounds of cake.
I thought you were going to ask me if I ate 15 pounds of cake, and I wasn't
no.
sure
I
if
think you've been a guest.
Me.
You've been a guest here long enough, and you've definitely exited through the cake door. Christy Dillaway coming in from the Egyptian Theater with a couple tickets to give away last minute. What do we got?
Leo Kottke, I wanted to tie into your Sunday. So
'kay.
We have a show Sunday at 6, so while you're on Main Street doing all those other fun things, the next two callers.
Next two, 655-8255. So call in right now.
Can win a pair of tickets.
And
to
you
Leo
can go
Kottke
see Leo Kottke. Well, awesome. Can you sing a Leo Kottke song?
It's all guitar.
Okay,
yeah, there you go.
So
you
can.
Professionals.
It goes like, no.
It's guitar. 655-8255. We just have a couple minutes. So if
Sunday
you'd
tickets
like to get,
or is
it's Sunday.
It,
Sunday
yes.
at 6.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's playing Friday, Saturday also, but I'm not giving those away.
Okay, cool.
Oh, here we
but
go.
Here we go. Sunday, what do you, who, you're on the air. Welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. You get to go to Leo Kottke if you like watermelon.
Excellent.
Do you like watermelon?
Absolutely. I had 4 pieces yesterday.
Yes, you are making the average.
Catherine, can I get your last name so the tickets are at
Will Bear.
Call? Spell it.
Bear, B-A-E-H-R.
All right, Bear. Well, you
all
get
right,
to go
Will
see
call.
Leo Kottke. They're at Will Call at the Egyptian Theater. And Sunday
you.
Night, have some fun.
Great. Thanks, Fun
awesome.
Friday, Fanster.
All right, we've got another pair of tickets to give away. So you're calling in right now, 655. Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, it's Max Papp, Park City Municipal Corporation.
Hey,
yeah,
Max. You win some tickets to Leo Kottke on Sunday if you like watermelon.
I would love them. And okay. I love watermelon.
Do you have a good watermelon story?
My dad used to get the neighbor kids in, and he would slice it long ways and make you eat it, you know, in one swoop.
The swooping technique of eating watermelon.
I think you'd get it on your nose.
There you go.
Well, that's
and
part
I have
of
another
fun.
Story, too, because during that engagement, it turned out one day, this is probably not appropriate for radio, but there was something in my
you
nose.
Probably didn't want to say it.
There was something in my nose after a week, and
it was a seed.
I don't know what it was a seed.
Nice.
It was a seed.
All right, well, welcome.
We
have fun
winners.
This Sunday at Leo Kottke, and
6
thanks
o'clock.
For calling into Fun Friday.
Oh,
okay,
what a show.
I'll grab the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
call.
Call.
Park
we'll
call. At the Egyptian Theater.
Got it. 6 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thanks,
all right,
sponsors.
Cool. All right, we're going to make it to our Fun Friday sponsors. Thank you, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, and Utah Olympic Park. Also want to thank San Francisco Design and our new sponsors, Utah Olympic Park and
thank you.
Silly Sunday.
Thanks, Christy.
Yep.
Thank
tickets,
you.
Tickets, cake, madness, watermelon. All right, this is KPCW Park City. Oh, what'll we do next week? Stay tuned.
Okay, then we'll save the Fun Friday criminals till next week.
Let's do that. Thanks. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, ParkCityNursery.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.